The Holy Gospel according to John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Today, let's begin with a basic yet fundamental question. How many of you are a sinner? Okay, good. Good job. Raise your hand. Tommy. Thank you, Tommy. There's a song that we would sing at the guitar-led service that goes like this. I am a sinner. If it's not one thing, it's another. Caught up in words, tangled in lies. We heard it in the gospel. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I don't know about you, but hearing this makes my shoulders feel a little bit heavy. I can recognize myself in these words. I know I am a sinner, and of that I am ashamed. And when we feel shame, guilt, fear, judgment, we often turn in on ourselves, cast our eyes to the ground, and try to make ourselves as small as possible. It seems to be so clear. We are destined for God's judgment because the charges against us are true. But the song that I started earlier doesn't end where I stopped. Instead, it continues. But you are a savior, and you take brokenness aside and make it beautiful, beautiful. So there are a couple of images that have been with me this week. One is the image of a child weeping. Maybe they just smacked their sibling and got caught. Maybe they were playing baseball in the house and broke the lamp. Maybe they had a rough day at school. But their eyes are cast to the ground. They are in that position of shame or guilt or judgment or even fear. And as a parent, we have at least two choices. One, when a child is in trouble, you can come to them, demand that they look up at you so that you can deliver their judgment, or tell them to buck up and get stronger, or whatever else we sometimes say as parents. But there's another image that I'm holding on to this week. As a parent, you can get down on your knee, gently lift up your child's chin, look them in the eye, and assure them that whatever happened hasn't changed your love and care for them. I'm not saying there isn't consequences for what happened, but sometimes we have to be lifted out of our feelings before we can hear or feel anything else. This image is important to me because sometimes we can't look up to the cross on our own. Jesus quotes for us the story from the book of Numbers. The people are groaning and moaning against God because they believe they will die in the wilderness. God's deliverance from Egypt seemed to them a curse and not a blessing. And God gets tired and seemingly angry with their groaning and sent poisonous serpents, and many people died. The people realize they have sinned against God and ask Moses to intercede on their behalf. Moses prayed for the people, and God's answer was for Moses to make a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole. When someone was bitten, all they had to do was look to the serpent on the pole, and they would live. God didn't take away the danger or the risk of death, but instead God offered a way to life. If you get too distracted by the snakes all around you, then you may forget to look up and live. So let's go back to the image of a parent kneeling before a child. I would like to offer an alternate image. Maybe there are times that we are the child and the one kneeling before us is Jesus, lifting up our head to see the gift of eternal life right before our eyes, to pull us out of the darkness that we love so much to see the light that is Christ Jesus before our eyes. Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Here's the problem. What if you're stuck? What if you think you have the power to turn from evil on your own? What if you've been told that if you just accept Jesus into your heart, then only good things will come? I'm not going to answer that yet. Between this gospel from John and the reading from Ephesians, we have some of the most quoted scripture verses. A lot of people can quote for you John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." Some people can quote to you Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." I believe that God always acts first through the Holy Spirit. And anything that I do that could be considered good is merely a reflection of what God has already done for me. I also believe that John 3:17 is an important verse as well. "Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." You see, if we're honest with ourselves, we love darkness instead of light. But we have Jesus, our Savior, who takes brokenness aside and makes it beautiful. So maybe when we are stuck in the darkness that we love, our self-reliance, our sinful rebellion, our neglect of our neighbor, our false judgments, our prejudice, and all of the other things for which we are guilty, maybe it's in that moment that we become the child and it is Jesus who lifts our chin to see the eternal life right before us. Not a promise for some future time after we're dead, but abundant life today. On Wednesday night, Cletus Montoya offered the imagery that Jesus nudges us once in a while. And I love that image. Maybe we've turned away or whatever might be going on, but Jesus gives us a nudge to get our attention. These nudges, as Cletus said, can be little sometimes, and sometimes they're big. They're a big nudge. And as I was listening to this, I offered yet another image that sometimes Jesus has to grab us by the scruff of the neck and pull us back into line. Today I offer yet another image, that sometimes Jesus lifts our chin because we cannot lift it on our own. This is how much God loves the world and each one of us. This is how God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. This grace is the gift of God. This is Jesus, God made flesh, the one lifted on the cross, who has died, has risen, and has ascended into heaven. This is the one through whom we have eternal life today. It doesn't mean that we don't still love the darkness. It doesn't mean that we will be free from sin. It doesn't mean that life will be easy. But it does mean that when life is a burden, when we feel our shoulders getting heavy, when we have been caught in our sin and ashamed of who we are, Jesus continues to kneel before us, lifting up our heads so that we can see that these things do not have the final say about our life. Jesus lifts up our heads so that we can see the cross. Jesus lifts up our heads so that we are pulled from the darkness that we love into the light that loves us. God continues to make the first move. God puts our brokenness aside and makes it beautiful. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. God loves you, and God loves this world that God has made. And God, through Christ Jesus, will keep nudging, keep grabbing you by the scruff of the neck, keep gently lifting your chin so that you can see the life and the light before your eyes. Amen.